Amen. Hallelujah. Give Jesus some praise. Amen. It doesn't matter how much weight you lose, I still sweat. Amen. I've lost 75 pounds since I last saw you guys. Amen. And so I'm excited. Amen. It's always great to go buy new clothes. Amen. My wife says, you're breaking the bank, though. You're going to have to slow down. But it's awesome. Amen. I didn't realize how bad a health I was actually in. You weigh 280 pounds and you didn't, and I was on diabetes, you know, was about to eat me up. I couldn't get my sugar below 300. And I kept fighting and kept fighting. Didn't matter how much insulin I took. It didn't matter what I ate. It didn't matter. It wouldn't go down. And I said, God, I got to do something. And so we met our friends, Jeff and Stephanie White, at the conference in San Antonio. And they put me on a path, a wellness path to get well. Amen. Get healthy. And I'm no longer taking insulin. Amen. Yesterday, I mean, you know, my sugar was 95. I mean, glory to God. Amen. And so I'm doing what my part is, and God's doing His. And I believe with all of my heart, and I'm going to be off of all of my meds. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. High blood pressure, cholesterol, all of it. Glory to God. I had to cut it all in half because it was making me wacky. Is that a word in Texas? But I had to do something, you know. But I praise God and that there's something out there that really helped me. And losing weight on the road, Miss Jamie, ain't easy. So I left home 280 pounds and got back, and I weighed 60 pounds lighter. And my wife said, who is that guy? So, if you have your Bibles with you this morning, I'm not going to be long. There should have been an amen right there. I'm so excited this morning. I get excited about Jesus. Amen. I get excited about Jesus. When I talk about Jesus, I get excited. When I say something about Jesus, I get excited. Even when I just think about Jesus, I get a smile on my face. Amen? Amen? Because what does it say? The joy of the Lord is my strength. Amen? So if His joy is my strength, whew, how much joy can you have? Huh? A lot. Abundant, amen. He came to give us life and life more abundantly, amen. I don't have a bunch of notes. I just jotted a few things down. Hallelujah. God is so good. That's about an hour's worth, though. It's pretty close. So, my wife's shaking her head. No, it's not. Joshua chapter 3. I've read this story. I can't tell you how many times. I didn't say hi to you a while ago. I'm sorry. How you doing? You doing all right over there? Okay, good. I love them kids. I love kids, period. Grandkids had to come by and say bye to Papa yesterday. And they sat in my lap and I had to read them a book, you know, 3 and 2, you know. They missed their Papa. Hallelujah. Joshua chapter 3, you found your place yet? Okay. Like I said, I read this story time and time again, but I couldn't think of a better story than this right here, what we're about to read this morning, that's I feel very important for us right now. Amen? I just feel like that's what the Holy Spirit told me, I hope it impacts your life to make you see what God's trying to show you this morning. Don't worry about what's happening in the world. Don't worry about what's going on. Worry about what God's trying to show you this morning. Amen? In verse number 2, it says, so it was after 3 days that the officers went through the camp, and they commanded the people, saying, "When you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God, and its priests and the Levites bearing it, then you shall set out from your place and go after it." What does that mean? Huh? That means to follow, right? In other words, get up off your seat and do nothing and go follow Jesus, right? All right, okay. And I'm not fussing. That's just what it means. Go after it. Then he says, and go after it. I lost my place. Sorry. "And yet there shall be a space between you and it about 200 cubits by measure, which is about 800 yards, roughly, give or take." That's a long ways. Anyways, all right, so where am I at? Okay. About 800 yards, yeah. So "do not come near it, that you may know that you may know the way by which you must go, for you have not passed this way before." Amen. I've read that I don't know how many times. And if you want to title this message, and if you're taking notes, "We've never passed this way before." Amen. Wow. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, just help me this morning, that people might see you, Father. Don't let them see me, but that they hear your voice and hear you speaking. Father, these words will help them this morning. And everybody said, amen. Hallelujah. You know, and so we never passed this way before. And when I saw that, it just like jumped off the page at me, Tommy. I mean, it just like, whew, it's like jumped up there. And it's just big old words says, "You've never passed this way." I never ministered the way I've ministered. Amen. I never did Facebook Live. I couldn't have told you how to get on the Facebook Live. Amen. I learned, oh, you got to hit the live thing. Oh, okay. I set up the first time I did my live deal. I did it on Thursday night. We called it Front Porch Gathering, is what we called it. We ended up seeing 8 people get saved through that little ministry. Amen. Hallelujah. I prayed for people. Thousands of people would chime in and say, "I just need prayer." Amen. But one of those people was my granddaughter. Amen. 19-year-old granddaughter. What a blessing. I haven't seen her in 17 years. But we kept the faith, asking God, just want to see her, wrap my arms around her, and just tell her I love her. Amen. And I got my wish on Father's Day. Amen. I got to wrap my arms around my 19-year-old granddaughter, who is gorgeous, and hug her and tell her I love her. And she came to see us this week. Amen. And God is so good. So don't think your situation is dire. It took 17 years. Amen. Her dad had custody of her. We never knew where she was. He ran off and never told her about us. And so when she found out about her real mom, then she began to search us out. And then she found me. And she said, "I found my grandpa." She gave a Facebook post. And she said, "I found my grandpa. And he said he was talking on her to raise your hand if you need Jesus." And she began to raise it. And she said, "I found myself raising my hand with my eyes closed. And I was asking Jesus into my heart." Amen. Glory to God. So I've never ministered like this before. I never ministered on the Facebook. I never did those things. I never did all that kind of stuff. I've ministered to our community where we live. We had 60 people in our yard one night. Amen. And people in the Family Dollar across the road there, they filled up the parking lot sitting on the hoods of their cars, and all the employees are standing out on the sidewalk. They could have walked off with the joint and they'd never know it. Amen. You know, and it's just amazing. And when I told them I was fixing to leave, be gone for a while, they said, "Oh no, you're going to quit." And I said, I said, no, I'll be doing it again. But it's just amazing that during all this mess, during the shutdown where I was shut down for 3 months, I didn't know what I was going to do. But I knew God had it. Amen. I knew God had my back, had me taken care of. I didn't worry about a thing. Amen. Amen. And that's kind of hard not to worry about when you go down and buy a new truck and the door closes right after that. Yeah. The next, 2 days later after I signed the papers, I had pastor after pastor after pastor. The whole year just went just like that. I was like, okay, God, you got this. Amen. When you see God move, that's what the Ark of the Covenant is. That's representation of God. Amen. When you see God move, then you move and go after it. Amen. When you see why it says to stay back from that. If you're following the Ark of the Covenant, if it's like right here, and you're right behind them, and they're moving and they're going this way, and you're watching the Ark of the Covenant, say it's those speakers right there, and they're just pretending they're going across, and you go across this way and you're following the Ark of the Covenant, you don't know which way you're going. That's what the Word says. But stay back so you'll know which way to go. Amen. When you see the Ark turn, you know He took a turn right up there. Hey, I got to go that way. I want to be in the path where God wants me to be. Amen. I got to follow Him. I got to know where He wants me, because I've never passed through this way before. I've never made that turn before. I've never been on 183A before. Amen. You know what I mean? I just thought it was 183. Yeah, amen. You know, and it's like, okay. So if you're not watching where God wants you to be, then you're not going to be where God wants you to be. Did that make sense? Okay, I think it did. So when you're following God and you're, so when you stay back, that's the good thing about it. When you stay back and you get to see God moving, you get to see His. I like what He says though down in verse number 5. He says, "And Joshua said to the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you." Whew. Has He not already done wonders among you this morning? Amen. Has he not already moved you like you've never been moved? Maybe some of you are sitting back there saying, I wish He'd shut up. Get on another song, man. You done sang that one 10 minutes. Y'all lucky, that's the shortest version of it. Amen. I sang it for about 30 minutes the other night. They kept coming, and they kept coming till everybody in the church was in the altar. You think I'm going to stop? He never stops. Why do I need to stop? So the more you worship, the more you enter in, the more He pours, the more He touches, the more He changes, the more He helps you, the more He heals you, the more He fixes. Come on, somebody. Amen. The more you continue on entering in and taking that next step, the more you do that, the more He comes into your heart. The more He sits down right beside you and wraps His arms around you. Amen? He's already right there anyways. But it's just like, I don't know, it's something about the love of Jesus, how it just overwhelms you lots of times. Amen? And you teenagers in here, I know what it's like, what you're going through in your schools and what you're facing and the stuff that's going on around you and the peer pressure and all that stuff going on. You have a lot to deal with that lots of times you're not strong enough in your mind to overcome that. So what it is, you've got Jesus. Now you're standing back watching Jesus move. Whew. And let Him guide you through.
and let Him carry you through, and let Him pick you up, and let Him show you where you need to be. Let Him show you what that love is like. Amen. Let Him show you what the love of Christ is. Let Him show you what the love that you can have for people and the compassion that you can have. Amen. When you see people hurting, amen, what does it do for you? Does it make you hurt? Does it touch your heart? When you see people going through stuff, when you see people in need, do you feel that compassion pour out of you? God has given me so much compassion in my heart for people that I never dreamed that I would ever have. I always considered myself a people kind of person. But until Jesus showed up and touched me, He touched me. Oh, He touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something really did happen. And now I know He touched me and made me whole. Amen? Jesus loves us that much. I sang the other night with all the teenagers, and they was all giggling and carrying on, but when I started singing this song right here, Jesus loves me, this I know. Little ones to they, yes, oh yes, yes, amen. Glory to God. It's a simple song, I know. I know we learned it probably in Sunday school, a lot of us. But some of you may never have heard it before. There's some new people in here, amen? You may never have heard that before, I don't know. But you should have seen those kids in that. They had one whole side of that sanctuary. There's probably 130 of them, probably. Amen? And it was just packed. And they began to cry. And they began to weep. And I was like, thank you, Jesus. Because Jesus loves us that much. God loves us that much. Amen? He thought of us. Even back in the Old Testament, if you'll make your way to Deuteronomy chapter 20, and I'm going to close here shortly. Remember, we've never passed this way before. And God's trying to show us something this morning. Everybody doing okay? Amen. You see, the thing about God, when you move, He moves. Amen? When you enter in, when you entered in a while ago and just stretched just a little bit, He moved that much closer to you. Isn't that amazing? Where we take one step, He takes three. Come on. I mean, that's how God operates. When you move, it causes Him to do something. When you operate in your faith, faith is what moves God. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him, right? So, if it takes faith, then my faith has to be strong. And when my faith is strong in God, and when I move in my faith and on my faith and with my faith, it causes God to step in the middle of my faith. Amen. Woo! Glory to God. I'm about to get fired up now. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Because I know how God moves and it changes people's lives. I've heard Pastor Corey preach on that. He said, when he saw the people hurt, it moved him with compassion. Amen. And it does move him with compassion when he sees the people hurt. And there's a lot of people that's hurting right now, even today. Right? Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse number 1. He says, when you go out to battle against your enemies and see horses and chariots and people more numerous than you, do not be afraid. Amen. Do not be afraid of them, for the Lord your God is with you. Look at your neighbor and say, He is with you. Who brought you up from the land of Egypt. The land of Egypt is the land that it's talking about back there in the land of Egypt, but it's talking also, that's representation of the life that we came from, the sin life. Amen. There may be some in here this morning that's still in that lifestyle, that hasn't turned their heart and gave their heart to Jesus. Maybe somebody in here this morning. I'm going to show you right here in just a minute how God loves you, how much He thinks about you, even back in the Old Testament, and He's how much He was thinking about you then, how He was setting the field and the scene for every one of us already in Deuteronomy. Amen. And so in Deuteronomy, He's talking here, and He says, the Lord your God is with you, who brought you up from the land of Egypt. So it shall be. I like that word right there. So it shall be. That's a promise. Amen. Amen. There's 7,487 promises in the Word of God. Amen. And so as you begin to look in the Word of God, you can find a promise somewhere. And He said, so it shall be. Whew. Boy, that's something. That's where you can say, I can grab a hold to that. Amen. We say a hold. Okay. In East Texas, that's how we say it, you know. So, not a colt, but a holt. Amen. And he says, so it shall be when you are on the verge of battle, the priest shall approach and speak to the people. Isn't that just like how it is? Amen. I watched Pastor Corey the other night on the live before the election. And he got on there and he prayed. That blessed my heart. Amen. And that's what happens when we go into battle. Amen. People turn to preachers. People turn to pastors. People turn to clergy. They say, I need some comfort. Why don't we just turn to Jesus? Amen. It's great to have a pastor. It's great to have preachers and evangelists and a prophet and apostles. It's great to have a teacher. It's great to have all that. Amen. But we got the best of all. And His name is Jesus. Woo! Come on. Hallelujah. I'm getting antsy now. I wish I had a horse I could get on right now. Amen. Yeah, and I don't ride horses. But I just feel like I could charge right now. I used to back in the day. I used to bulldog back when I was a lot younger and stupid. And I realized real quick that wasn't where D-Wayne needed to be. It was much better for me to stand on a stage and play my bass guitar and sing. Amen. I didn't get hurt that way. Woo. Why bail off a good horse? That made a lot of sense. Donnie Gay said, boy, you'd fit real good right there. That's what you need to do right there. You need to get you're too tall for a bull ride. I said, oh. Okay. Well, I learned my lesson on bull ride too.
I listened to him for one. He was up there giving bull riding lessons. And thank God it wasn't no great big bull. He was only 1,800 pounds or so. He said, "Now watch, that bull going to turn to the right when he goes out the gate now." I said, "Okay, so what does that mean?" I said, "You're supposed to look right there." He said, "No, just kind of get ready because that's where he's going to go." I said, "Okay." The gate come open. Where'd the bull go? Left. Where'd I go? Right. Right on my head. Mashed my good hat. Ruined it, matter of fact. It was done. They drug me out of the arena, and I said, "No, I'm done with that." So he taught me into, "Well, you need to get over on one of them, do some of that bulldog. You big old boy, you can do that." I said, "I ain't that big." He said, "Yeah, but you can handle it." I said, "All right." And so I got on there, and I was doing pretty good. I made a short go, even. My last one, I was tied for first. Amen. I was like, "Yeah, here we go. I got this down." So I get out there, and I sail off that horse, and I come down there, and I started under that horn on this side, and as soon as I got under there about like that, he went like that with that, caught me right there. And I folded up like a cheap suit right there in the middle of the arena. And they come out there with the ambulance and took me out of there. I said, "Well, I guess I'm done with that." Amen. I like me too much. I don't even know how I got on that. Oh, yeah, that's it. Thank you. You weren't supposed to remember that, okay? Oh, yeah. So, wait a minute. I lost my place. Oh, so it shall be when you are on the verge of battle to come to the people. Okay. And he shall say to them, "Hear, O Israel, today you are on the verge of battle with your enemies. Do not let your heart faint. Do not be afraid." I've been sensing it all morning in here this morning. There's a sense of fear. I've been feeling it. There's a sense of fear. You know, he says that in the Word of God 365 times. Amen. Do not be afraid. That's one for every day of your life. When you get up, he says, "Do not be afraid." 71 times he says, "Do not worry." Amen. So as you begin to look at these things, you think God wants you to worry? Do you think he wants you to fret? No. In other words, he's saying, "I got this." He says, "Do not tremble or be terrified because of them." You know, the enemy always seems to outnumber you, don't they? Every time you turn around, you're getting attacked from this side. All at the same time, you look over here and you're getting attacked from this side. The enemy don't play fair. Well, why should we? Why should we play fair? How many been in a fight before? Did you play fair? No. I used to fight all the time. I ain't proud of that. I ain't bragging on that. Somebody could walk by and just flick my hat in a bar, and I done sailed into them. I mean, they could just bump my hat by accident. It didn't matter. I'd hit them upside the head. It's done. That's just how bad I was. I had a temper that God had to tamp down. Amen? Because D-Wayne couldn't. I can tell you, I was redhead when I had hair. And I had the temper to go with that redhead. Because I got picked on. My bus driver called me Red. "Red, sit down." "Well, he hit me." "I don't care." I always got in trouble. I always got caught, you see. Isn't that like how it is? They knew they could rile me up. So they'd thump me on the ear or something on the bus. My neighbor down the road was about 5 years older than me. Bigger boy, you know, I was probably 12 then. I've always been big. But boy, he made me so mad that one day he stuck me with a pen. And when he stuck me with that pen, I bailed on top of him and I was wailing. I ain't lying. I was whooping on him. And all of a sudden, I went sailing across the bus, and all of a sudden, I was getting wailed on. But that boy never messed with me no more after that, amen? Boy, his daddy kind of got on to him. You leave that boy alone! His dad, you could hear him from my house, said they lived a mile. And you could hear him over at his house. What'd you hit him for? Anyways. See, we're always going to be in a fight somehow or another. The devil knows exactly how to rile you up, how to pull your attention away from everything that you need to be focused on, and he'll pull it away. He'll steal it. He'll steal your joy that you've received this morning in your worship time. But look here what God says. Do not be terrified because of them. For the Lord your God is he who goes with you to fight for you. Woo, come on somebody. Against your enemies to save you. Woo. Somebody can shout amen. You don't think God was thinking about you? To save you. Hallelujah. He gave us Jesus, and Jesus, he said, oh, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. Amen. And so today is your day. God saw fit today. If you don't know him today as your Savior, he saw fit today that he came to fight for you in the midst of your storms, in the midst of your stuff, in the midst of your trials, in the midst of your tribulation, in the midst of the lies, in the midst of the junk in the trunk. I'm about to get fired up, somebody. Hallelujah. In the midst of your life, God showed up and said, I'm here to save you. Amen. Come on, somebody. I'm here to save you. I'm not here to save you. He is. I'm here to tell you what he said this morning. He's here to save you. So every head bowed, every eye closed this morning. And I'm not going to take long with this. Today is your day. And today may be the first time you've heard anything like this. And the ushers are coming up here. They're going to come up here in just a moment. And if you need prayer, they'll be up here to pray with. But right now, I want to make this about those right now that need Jesus as their Savior. And you already know in your heart if you've ever asked him. If you have asked Jesus into your heart, just slip your hand up in the air. If you know Jesus as your Savior, lift your hand up in the air. Don't be ashamed. Hold them up so I can get around the room. Okay. Thank you. Give Jesus a hand clap of praise. Amen. Come on. Now, there's a lot of hands that didn't go up right then. I don't know what that means. But as a preacher who loves Jesus with all that I am, I want you to know him just like I do. I want you to have him just like I do. I want you to be able to talk to him just like I do. I want you to be able to share that love like I do. I want you to have the same thing that I have. And that's Jesus in my heart. So right now, I want everybody to say this with me. Say, dear Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of my sins.
And I ask you right now to come into my heart. You are my Savior, my Lord. From this day forward, I am yours. In Jesus' name. Amen. Every head bowed, every eye closed, no one looking. If you said that prayer right there for the first time today and meant it in your heart, you just asked Jesus to be your Savior and be in your heart, Lord of your life. And if you did that for the first time today, I just want you to slip your hand up in the air and hold them up where I can see right now on the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Raise your hand if you ask Jesus into your heart for the first time today. Come on, don't be ashamed. Anybody? 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 I beg. Amen, because I don't want you to miss this opportunity. One more time. Anybody? Anybody? Okay. Maybe you're saying, well, preacher, I haven't been walking with Jesus this morning. And just had a rough week and a rough time in my life. Maybe you're saying, I just want to start all over fresh today. If that's you, just slip your hand up in the air. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Anybody else? Hold them up so I can see. Thank you. Thank you. Anybody else? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right, church, give them a hand. Amen. Come on. Amen. Woo! Because lots of times we do get distracted and we lose our thought and our hope and our lots of times and we don't know which direction to turn and we allow the enemy to beat us up so bad. But guess what? We have someone that's more powerful. We have someone that's better than what the enemy could ever think about. Amen? His name is Jesus. Amen? Give Jesus a hand clap of praise. Amen? I thank you this morning. I want to ask you if there's anybody in here this morning that needs prayer, that needs something. Yes, our nation needs prayer. Yes, we'll lift them up in this moment. Anybody else have a prayer this morning? Need a healing? Anybody? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Anybody else? Thank you. Yes. Amen. I'm going to lift these up here in just a moment. Anybody else? Thank you. Yes. Amen. Our soldiers. Yes. I saw another hand back here too. Yes. Just prayer. Okay. Well, Father, I come before you right now. I thank you, Lord, for this church, and I thank you, Lord, for everyone here today. Father, our nation, as one lady said, needs prayer. It definitely needs prayer right now. Our president, still president, he needs prayer. Father, our country needs prayer. We need you, God, in our country. Our soldiers, Father, I lift up every one of those, Father, every agency, Father, of the military, Father, Lord, right now, Air Force, Marines, Army, Navy, Coast Guard. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for all of these soldiers, men and women. May you touch them and protect them with a hedge of protection. Go out before them, just like your word says it will. Like you will, you go out before them, before the army. And so, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I lift them up, Father, Lord, these requests for salvation of our children. Yes, by all means, Lord, touch our children. Lord, let them hear you. Let them hear your voice. Because our teenagers throughout the nation and kids need it more than anything right now. And so, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, these in here raise their hands for healing this morning. I come against diabetes in here this morning. I come against the heart disease. I come against cancer. I come against it all right now because it has no power. It has no power. Amen. It has no power. I said, amen. It has no power in our lives or over us, Father, because you are the power. The Holy Ghost power is the power. You are the power that passes all understanding, comforts us through everything, but most of all touches us right where we need to be touched and healed and delivered right now in the name of Jesus. Every cancer, I come against you right now. There's somebody in here this morning being diagnosed with it. Father, Lord, next time they go back, it'll be gone. Glory to God. Father, Lord, somebody with diabetes, get that under control just by you touching them right now in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, is somebody in here, Lord, that just maybe just dealing with a headache right now, Father. Lord, touch that person. There's somebody in here this morning with a broken heart, Father. Lord, right now, may you begin to minister and love on that heart right now, Father. Lord, right now I'm asking, I'm lifting everybody up in here, everybody in this church and everybody watching, Father, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, that you impact their lives. Father, in the name of Jesus I pray. And everybody said, amen. Hallelujah. Give Jesus some praise this morning. Hallelujah. I'm going to turn it over to Miss Sharon. Thank y'all so much for allowing me to maybe make your day, I hope. But most of all, I hope Jesus made your day. Amen. Y'all be blessed, and I'll see you in the back. Amen.